decision. 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
I'm concerned. I'm really concerned going forward with the reduced capacity that we'll be able to keep the city as safe as possible.
That's Police Commissioner O'Neill drawing odds with the mayor and the city council. It's been decided that in 6 years, Rikers closes, and the four city council members whose districts are set to host these new jails, according to the Post today, interestingly enough, all live a significant distance away from where the jail would be. Welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. Glad to have you with us. Someone who is, well, she's been speaking out about this since she ran for mayor. Now she wants to be the congressional representative for the 11th New York congressional district, Nicole Malliotakis, good friend of the show. And Nicole, it's always good to hear from you. Thanks for being here. But you put out a press release strongly objecting to this plan. Why do you think they are pushing for it now? What's so magical about 6 years from now?
Well, first of all, they're all going to be out of office by then, so they will be...
Oh, well, that might have something to do with it.
Yeah, exactly. They will not be facing the ire of the constituents when this plan goes wrong. But look, Kevin, I think what's important to know here is that they want to take $8 billion to build jails in communities. And if you remember in the 2017 campaign, when I ran for mayor, I was saying, let's take some of that money and actually fix the conditions at Rikers. Let's make it more safe. Let's make it more humane. We need to put in detectors for contraband or to protect our officers and the inmates. But there should be improvements made to the buildings. Yes, let's retrofit them. But the location is perfect. And in fact, to better illustrate my point, during that time, there was an escapee from Rikers. And he couldn't go anywhere because Rikers was an island. So this is exactly what we're talking about when we say, New York City residents will be less safe. We're building jails and communities. The police commissioner himself is saying that not only are we releasing people back onto the street to commit more crimes? But in addition to that, you're talking about a lower capacity, 8.5 million people. It's unrealistic to think that you can reduce that population to just 3,500. And then there are the extreme radicals who don't want a jail. They don't want Rikers Island, but they don't want the jails and communities either. They just want no jails. They want no jails at all. They just want to allow everyone to be released back onto the street to return to court on their own recognizance, which it is really something unbelievable to think about. But truly, if they wanted to make improvements, they could retrofit those buildings. Let's modernize Rikers. Let's make it safe and humane for both the officers and the inmates. And then let's ensure that everyone gets their constitutional right to a speedy trial. That's what this is about. And certainly what they're doing is something that is very dangerous. They've made a really bad decision on behalf of the people that elected them to keep them safe.
Nicole, it's kind of like they don't care about the safety of New Yorkers. I mean, when you think about it, with the changes coming to the bail system and the push to do this, they're literally saying we are going to put dangerous people back into into the hearts of the population of New York City. What is wrong with our elected leaders right now?
There's a sense of denial. I mean, when we see people who have multiple convictions and you read the paper and you see someone at 12, 13, 14, sometimes two dozen, sometimes in some cases over 30 prior arrests, and you see that they're back on the street, that raises a red flag right there. And part of this is that those individuals who are mentally ill are not being treated. So they enter Rikers or jail, repeating revolving door, because they're not being treated for their underlying issue. And then there's just people who are hardened career criminals. And we saw, plenty of examples. I mean, I can give you, Randolph Holder, who, by the way, yesterday, police officer Randolph Holder, that's the fourth anniversary of his death. Someone who had so many arrests, but had two felony drug convictions, to put that individual to drug treatment instead of prison is completely backwards. He didn't comply with the drug treatment because he wasn't an addict. He was an actual dealer who was selling that poison to our kids. He was on the street, and then he killed police officer Randolph Holder as a result of that. That should have never happened. I have a bill to close that loophole, but the people in Albany, they're passing just pro-criminal legislation. They don't care about public safety, and that's why I say this year in Albany was one of the worst years that I've It is the worst year that I've ever experienced in Albany. And really, the theme for this year was more rights for criminals, but less justice for the victims. And with January 2020, with the bail reform that will be coming down the pike, it's something that I think people need to be vigilant of and talk about. Because, Kevin, if I were to stalk you, if I were to trespass on your property, and then I were to strangle you, and then I would be arrested and released right back onto the street, and someone could commit a murder then. How would domestic violence victims feel about knowing that their perpetrators would be released back onto the street after committing that series of crimes?
Well, when you think about how ridiculous the left is when it comes to all kinds of other social ills, you know, that we don't want Me Too perpetrators to be in contact with the women that they've harmed. But you're talking about far more dangerous, you know, rapists, murderers, etc., that it would end up being right either on the street or back in the heart of the communities where they are not needed. And I'm so glad, Nicole, that you are one of the few voices that is speaking out with this clarity and saying, hey, guys, we really need to pay attention to this because it's going to have dangerous consequences. And you're not just speaking out. You're also taking action and trying to change the dynamic as well, which is why I just want to remind people that's why de Blasio didn't want to give her district one of those prisons. I know there's like jobs and all that other kind of stuff. She fought this hard. And so he deliberately said, well, we're not going to put it anywhere near where Nicole Malliotakis is, as kind of vengeance. Well, it turns out voters in her district like that idea. They prefer being safe. And now she wants to go to Congress and do the same thing on the congressional level. And Nicole, you know this. New York is way down on the list in terms of the money that it sends to Congress and what it gets back to do things like infrastructure. You think about public housing, you think about Rikers, and think about funds that could be used to help make improvements. If we had legislators fighting in Washington to get tax dollars back into New York, you could actually make a change along some of those lines. But it's impossible when Albany spends every dime it's given and the mayor does as well. So we got to get you there. Friends, you got to go to Nicole4NY.com, Nicole4NY.com. Parting shot, Ms. Malliotakis.
Well, look, what I will say is, you know, in Washington, we're seeing a lot of pro-crime policies take place as well. And, you know, they passed an amnesty bill that would actually prohibit law enforcement from conducting searches on gang databases before, you know, to prevent individuals who are here illegally from being able to stay here. When we look at sanctuary city policies, there just seems to be a complete disregard for people who are here illegally committing crimes. We need to differentiate between those who are here, want to work hard to become citizens, and those who are here to perpetrate crimes against other immigrants and citizens. So that's the fight in Washington, and there's other things as well, but certainly that's for another day. But Nicole for NY is my website, and I hope people will check it out and certainly sign up to volunteer or donate and help us continue to fight for this city, because there's hundreds of thousands of people in this city that believe what the mayor and the city council members did the other day is not in their best interest, and I want to be a voice for them.
And you are. Thank you for your faithfulness. Nicole4NY.com, Nicole4NY.com. Go give, get involved, and make a difference. This is Kevin McCullough Radio.